has become 21 years old. He set him free, gave him a mule, saddle and bridle, and he went on his own. And so my father, like I said yesterday, and we were talking, discussing this in the Civil War, they owned slaves at the time in Dixon County, but he said that they ought to have been freed. He said the ones that they owned didn't hold just a few, and said they were treated the same as a family almost there. And said it didn't make much difference in the time of the freed. He said they ought to have been freed all the time. He said they ought to have been set free before the war. But more or less, it's a rich man's war and a poor man's fight.
Yeah.
In the Civil War, you know. And, of course, that's been a long time ago, but they still, we live here in the South, we still have some things that feel the effects of that Civil War in the past. It's still affects us in some respects. Mm-hmm. When Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected president and taking office in 33, he done more for the South in this era in here, in my estimation and judgment of any presidents that have been in there. He set up and started his TVA and got electricity through all these hills and hollers and valleys. And that gives the poor people a chance, you see. Well, that started a market that just started revolving around it. And give the people a chance, and of course they went to buying all kinds of electric lamps. And you just think about what a market that it created in this Southeast here. Mm-hmm. Well, now the Southeast is developing as fast as area of the United States, I reckon. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's moving along at about as rapid a rate as anywhere. And I know it is here in Tennessee. It's developing real fast. And just like the schools, the highways, and everything like that's coming along. And Austin Peay was the governor that implemented and set up our first highway system in the state of Tennessee. And Austin Peay taking office in 1923, you know. And he was elected three terms, but he died in his third term, you know. But when they were organizing this highway system, they set it up and organized commissioners of the three grand divisions, setting one up to meet the division, East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and West Tennessee. And he went over to North Carolina and inspected North Carolina as one of the first southern states that set up a highway system. Mm-hmm. Austin Peay went over there and visited with the governor over there, and they drove over some of their new highways over there. And I did have, a long time, but I guess it burned when the house burned, a picture of Austin Peay and the governor of North Carolina driving in a car inspecting their road system in North Carolina. But he came back here and implemented and got this highway system set up. They set up this 2% gas tax, you see, and got some money flowing and got these roads to going and got this highway system. And they got the voting bond. Then they had the bridges. They built the toll bridges, you see, across Tennessee River and up in East Tennessee. I forget now. I believe about 7 toll bridges they were working. And they run them, finally then, they set them toll free. See, they had three bridges down here on Tennessee River, the Trotter Landing Bridge, Pearville Bridge, and the Savannah Bridge of Savannah, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Well, they got the 70 Highway was the first regular east and west highway in Tennessee, you know. Mm-hmm. And they called it the Broadway of America, you know, winding through Middle Tennessee, and they got it in every little town they possibly could. They wound it from Nashville to Memphis, see, and they followed more or less, they followed the old NC and St. L. Railway. And they went through Dixon, Waverly, Camden, and Huntington, and on through, they followed on through. And I remember up here, Dixon is a manufacturing plant there on the west side of